Wie sicher sind deine Daten wirklich? Und was tun Hacker den ganzen Tag? Vielleicht sogar mit deinen persönlichen Informationen? Antworten gibt's bei Update verfügbar. Jeder fünfte der Internetnutzerinnen und Nutzer in Deutschland hat schon einmal eine Straftat im Internet erlebt. Wir zeigen, wie du dich schützen kannst. Update verfügbar. Jetzt reinhören und sicherer werden. Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure: Startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach, integrier und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
My name is Clayton Miller. I'm a 25-year-old college student studying field biology, hence why I'm in this mess right now. I've always been interested in plants and how they work ever since I was little, but what really got me into it was my grandma. She used to make her own jam from the various berries that grew around her property. They were mostly raspberries, choke cherries, and wild strawberries. It was fascinating to learn the medicinal properties of plants, how to make ointments, and how to identify each plant. Enough about that, I'm getting off track. Since I'm taking a class in field biology, most of our lessons are held outside, and we're also required to do our own research during our free time. That's where my story begins. June 5th wasn't a very busy day for me. I only had two classes that day. Both happened to be in the morning, so I had a lot of time to kill. Bored out of my mind, I decided that it would be good to get a head start on my journal assignment, which consists of going outside and identifying 20 plants. And believe me when I say, there was a lot to write down. I wasn't the only one who thought about getting started. There were at least 10 other people outside on campus. If I know one thing about college, accidental plagiarism is still plagiarism. So, I instead headed in the direction of the town's camping site. Surely there'll be people there, but I'll be able to find a lot more interesting plants in the woods than on the immaculate lawns of the college. Now, the hard part: trying to find a secluded place away from all the campers. It took about an hour before I found a good spot to do my assignment. I sat down and pulled out my journal and plant index book. Within the first few minutes, I've already identified my first plant. Half an hour later, I managed to put a pretty big dent in my assignment and was about to pack up and leave when I noticed something just a few meters from me. It was a flower that I've never seen before. Its petals a vibrant red like fresh blood, the leaves a deep indigo, and had little white hairs. I walked over to it and knelt down. I opened my backpack and took out my plant index book. I looked through the book twice, and I couldn't find a page about a blood red flower with fuzzy indigo leaves. I took a picture of the plant in hope that my professor might know what plant it is. He did not know what kind of plant it was, and wanted me to show the class where I found it. So we went to the camping grounds and directly to where I took the picture. There were more of the flowers, like a crap ton of them. Something felt off. Plants don't just sprout overnight. Even if they do, they can't bloom on that same day. Everyone gawked at the plants. The professor warned everyone not to touch them, just in case they're part of the stinging nettle family or poison ivy family. I watched as most of the girls took out their phones and snapped pictures while the guys curiously stared at the flowers. I think I also heard someone mention that the leaves reminded them of a type of marijuana strain. Everything was fine, until some of the others started to mess around. One of them shoved another guy a bit too hard, which resulted in the guy to fall onto the plants. I prepared myself for some sort of agonized scream, or maybe blisters would spontaneously appear on the guy's arm. But nothing happened. That is, until a few days later, when they found the same guy dead in his dorm room. bloody red flowers with fuzzy indigo leaves sprouted from his flesh. Turns out, he's not the only one. There were about 5 more cases, all have one thing in common, the blood red flowers. Most of the cases come from people who went camping, others were about house pets. There's even one where an old hermit who lived on the outskirts of town was found dead in his home. He's been dead for a week. They could barely recognize the poor guy because his entire body was covered in these plants. The damn plants even started to sprout from the floorboards and walls of his house. I don't know what's going on, but I'll keep you updated. I just hope this is not how the world ends. Imagine the world ends by some flower. When I mentioned the picture of the flower, one of you asked for a picture. But unfortunately, my phone was confiscated by the CDC. Why would they confiscate it? I have no idea. And I really don't think they work for the CDC. They were very unprofessional, and they weren't very cautious about the flowers. I watched one of them just rip one of the flowers off the deceased cat and haphazardly stuff the thing into a Ziploc bag. Not only that, but they were very aggressive towards everyone in town. We've been put under quarantine, and a curfew was placed to keep any rowdy group of teenagers from being the next victim of the plant. Of course, that didn't stop them, and there have been 10 new cases, each victim in a different state than the others. One of the victims had more flowers than the others, while another one had the things sprout from the lining of their esophagus. There's also a rumor I heard that the people that work for the, quote, CDC, had planted those things as some sick experiment. Maybe they want to know how fast this plant can spread, or maybe they just want the whole world to burn, literally. A rumor is a rumor. A high school friend of mine had intercepted one of their conversations on his little sister's baby monitor. Turns out, they're as clueless as we are about this plant. Maybe even more, since they've lost a few members to it. A breach of protocol, they called it. They burn their bodies along with the other deceased. The smell of burnt flesh is not very pleasant, and the smell seemed to cling to the air. If you ask me, I think it was a terrible idea to burn the bodies. Most seeds need heat to germinate, and since we know nothing about this plant, they could have aided the plant to sprout more. Just a day ago, I witnessed the saddest, most painful thing. My neighbor's dog, Benny, limped pitifully down the street with the flowers poking out underneath his coat. He left a trail of blood, and I think a chunk of his flesh fell off. The poor guy was in pain, and I cried. He must have been so scared and wondered why he was in so much pain, why his family refused to ease his pain. I'm tearing up as I type this down. I wanted to go out there and put him out of his misery so bad that I hadn't noticed that my hand was on the doorknob of my front door. I think he passed that night, because his agonized howls and whimpers stopped. Benny's family must be heartbroken and probably feels guilty for not helping him. I hope he knows that his family couldn't help him, even if they so desperately wanted to. Yesterday, I saw Benny. At least, I think it was him. There were too many damn flowers for me to make a solid confirmation. He walked aimlessly up and down the street, but his movements were not fluid and seemed jerky and awkward. There were more reports of people seeing neighbors or family pets up and about. It makes me wonder if the people in the morgue have started to walk around too. This whole situation reminds me of the game The Last of Us, but they don't seem aggressive and no one said anything about the corpses attacking. Maybe they're alive. Maybe this plant is like a parasite and is living off of these people. Who knows? It can be a parasite that just looks like a plant. I'm not sure what to do anymore. It seems everything has fallen apart. I don't know how I can make it through this. How is anyone supposed to make it? We're not allowed outside, and it seems the situation had gotten worse ever since those imposters had shown up, if you ask me. I think they're spreading this thing around the town, Last night, I heard someone outside of my house. They were looking for something because their flashlight beam shone through my bedroom window. They walked to the edge of my house a few times before they left. They might have planted one of those flowers on the side of my house, or maybe they were trying to find a way to get the plant inside my home. My suspicions had been confirmed this morning. I was woken up by a shrill scream at 4 in the morning from my neighbour. I quickly peered outside to see Miss Wheeler ran down the street with a flower protruding from her eye. She screamed and screamed until her screams were stopped short by a loud bang. Someone had either shot her or she caused a traffic accident. The latter is unlikely, but not impossible since we're under a very strict quarantine. Maybe this is their way of keeping this whole thing from becoming a nationwide panic or outbreak. Whatever way you look at it, it's pretty messed up and uncalled for. I've tried to call the police, but the emergency line is down because they're all busy. Something big has happened overnight, and I have no idea what's going on. The power seems to be down. Luckily, I have my old phone and laptop fully charged. I have to shut both devices down to conserve battery. There's more screaming. Damn, I totally forgot about Benny. He's not on my lawn anymore, but I can see his blood trail. It leads out onto the street and disappears around the corner. If this is some sort of zombie apocalypse, we're all screwed. I'm going to stay away from the windows for now. I don't know if those plants are out there. I can't see the ground to see if I can spot those blood-red petals. Not gonna lie, I'm scared. Beyond terrified. Damn, I have to go. There's someone outside. I'll try to keep you all informed. I've been hearing gunshots more frequently. There's been a few people at my door today. They'll beg me to let them in, but I can't risk being infected by those plants. A group of looters had also tried to scope out my place. Luckily, Benny hadn't travelled that far and seems to keep returning to my yard. I've even seen Miss Wheeler stumble by my house a few times, the lower part of her face covered in those plants. I know it's dangerous to peek outside, but I need to keep a close eye on those two. My old phone is at 47%. The power is not back on, and I'm running low on food. I should have bought groceries before all of this happened. I've lost contact with my friend, Jordan, the guy that intercepted the walkie-talkies. The last conversation we had, he planned to get across the county to get me out of this town. I told him it was a suicide mission, but he insisted. I just hope he has enough common sense not to come here. Yet, I wonder how the imposters haven't been infected yet. They walk around with no protective gear and carry the plants around. I've seen Miss Wheeler and Benny around lately. They'll stand on my front lawn, and then they'll leave when the sun sets. It's a lot quieter at night. Not a lot happens at night, except for the occasional patrol of the imposters. I think they've planned to flush anyone in hiding out, since more and more of them are scoping out houses. I've successfully moved locations and made sure to cover every inch of my body. I've also ditched the clothes I've worn and found some new ones in the house I managed to break into. The whole right side of my house was covered in those flowers. I'll burn the place down when I find the supplies to do so. Not many cars have gasoline in the tanks since someone already siphoned them. I'll have to find alcohol, which shouldn't be that hard to find. I've ran into my friend Jordan. I'm glad he made it, but it appears the plants have made it past the county line and is slowly spreading. He ran into one of the imposters, although they didn't attack or do anything. He said the person just stared at him and walked away. They must have thought he was already infected and didn't want to waste their time on him. There's also a group of people on the other side of town. Jordan thinks it's a good idea to join their group. I think otherwise. Who knows who's infected or not? Jordan has been acting weird lately. He hasn't eaten for the past 2 days. He keeps telling me that I need the food more than he does. Not only that, but he keeps picking at his skin. I think he might be infected after all. I plan to leave during the night. I can't risk it. Jordan hasn't been sleeping. I can't find the right opportunity to escape. He's keeping a very close eye on me. I have to be more careful. I've left my laptop back in my house, so I only have my old phone on me right now. I think there might be a generator a few houses down. I'll try to talk Jordan into moving locations. My phone is fully charged again. I don't have much time. Jordan refuses to sleep and still won't eat. I found some melatonin earlier today. I'm going to crush them and put it in his water. Hopefully, it'll get him to sleep. I wish I had something more stronger than these. These will have to do for now. I managed to escape. I can't believe the melatonin worked. But I'm not out of trouble yet. I've got a long way to go before I make it out of this place. Just one step at a time. I can't rush things or I'll risk my safety. So far, the imposters' numbers have dwindled. They might think everyone is infected and they're on the way to the next town. There's a bar just a few blocks away. I'm positive there's enough alcohol to burn this place down. I just hope this plan of mine won't complicate things more. If the fire does help these things, then it's all over for us. I managed to get a few bottles of vodka from the bar. I found a lighter and gauze. The fire will grab the attention of the infected and the imposters. It'll give me enough time to run in the other direction and hopefully I'll be able to make it. I just pray that this plan of mine won't fall flat and give away my presence. There's also a chance I won't make it out alive. There's this burning sensation on my back and ankles. I've tried everything to get the sensation to go away. Damn it, damn it, damn it. This will be my last update. I found one of those plants sprouting from my ankle. I tore the thing out, but it's no use. There's more of them. They're on my back and the nape of my neck. It feels as though my skin is on fire. I can feel the roots burrow further into my flesh. It hurts so much that I can barely type. Any slight movement sends wave after wave of pain. I can hear Jordan calling out my name. I can also hear screams as another group of survivors are captured. I think I'm the only one that's left. There's so much I wanted to do. I want to stop all of this before it's too late. Damn, it feels like my hands are on fire. If you guys see a flower with blood-red petals and fuzzy indigo leaves, run. Take your family and leave immediately. Don't pack anything, don't say goodbye to your friends, just run and don't stop. I've got the Molotov ready. My name is Clayton Miller. I'm a 25-year-old college student studying field biology. I think I've found something that will end the world.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure, startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach, integrier und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.